Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Hello and welcome to the Aware Show. I am Lisa Garr, and it's such an honor to be here today with you. Thank you so much for joining us on The Aware Show, and I want to just start off by giving an amazing thank you to our incredible volunteers, listeners, people who call into this radio show and this radio station and donate money to the station for a greater cause, for keeping public radio on the air. If it's, we're doing a lot of the donations today, we have, I think, I'll figure it out. Half of the donations today are going to the relief efforts in Texas. So if someone pledges $300 and $150 goes to KPFK and $150 goes to our sister station there in Texas, KPFT, they are really helping the communities that are hit hardest by this tragedy and the flooding in Texas. You know, it is this public radio model that makes these types of, it makes sense because we're able to get to the communities and talk about what's happening. One of the things that happened today, which is a very wonderful icon in our community, Louise Hay, the founder of Hay House Radio, transitioned this morning, which I find it very interesting that she transitioned to the day that Wayne Dyer passed 2 years ago, which is quite chilling. But she and Wayne are together now, and they're in a beautiful state together, I am sure. I want to say how grateful I am for all that Louise Hay has done for conscious media, how she created and envisioned Hay House along with Reed Tracy and Wayne Dyer and everyone who created their amazing publishing company there. I am an author for Hay House and also on Hay House Radio. I am a member of the Hay House family, and losing Louise is like witnessing another family member transitioning on. I know their strength is needed for all of us on the other side, and they are definitely pulling through. A lot more can be done there. So thank you so much to all of those who have joined in the blessings for Louise and her family and loved ones today. And you can check out, there's a wonderful bio of her on hayhouseradio.com. On the top bar there, you'll see a tribute to her. Okay, so, wow, we have lots of things in our lives that stress us, that are stressors, that have a way of pulling our energy more than ever. I mean, we used to just be, you know, stress from work, and now there's stress from finances, and there's stress from what's the president going to say today that's going to change my entire life or my healthcare system or my immigration status. There's stressors that we cannot solve in a day, in a week, in a month. These are chronic stressors. They cause us to just fund our energy unconsciously to these loops, these stressor loops. I know this from experience. It causes exhaustion all the time. And this is the status. This is how we are today. This is the status of our world. And I say this in a very inspirational tone because we cannot get sick from this energy. We are needed now more than ever in our businesses, in our families, in our world. So we need to learn, how do we adapt? How do we cope with this type of chronic low energy, exhaustion all the time, a form of tiredness that even a good night's sleep won't fix? And luckily, there is an angel whose name is Angela, who's come up with some ideas, some solutions. Her name is Angela Watson Robertson, and she has some very simple natural solutions to help fight fatigue. And I want to say welcome, Angela. Thanks for joining me today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
Absolutely. So you've had a bit of an experience with this kind of stress. Can you tell us a little bit about your background, your story?
Of course. Well, there is this quote that I really relate to right now. And what you just said really spoke to me about how important it is to be feeling well and to be taking care of ourselves the best we can so that we can show up in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a quote by George Bernard Shaw, "Life isn't about finding yourself, it's about creating yourself."
I love it.
And for me, in my journey, thank you, me too, creating myself starts with how I feel mentally, emotionally, and physically. It starts with health. You know, without health, I don't have anything.
Absolutely.
Any of us do.
No, right? I mean, there's times where I'm so exhausted, I cannot come up with a positive thought to save my life. I cannot come up with a solution, with a forward movement. I have, you know, mornings like that, I luckily find my chemical cascade through exercise. And within the first 15, 20 minutes, I can literally feel my thoughts changing. But there are mornings where I wake up where I'm probably working the whole night trying to figure things out. And I can't. There's loops that I'm not going to figure out right now. And this causes a sleepless night, even though my body is sleeping, my mind is not.
Mm-hmm.
No. So
yeah,
how
I can relate to that.
You can. You were in the corporate lifestyle for a long time, right?
Yes. I had several careers. Most recently, prior to working in holistic health, I was a sales director at a big sales team working in consulting and financial services, and I was stressed to the max.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it just kind of was too much. And around that time is when I really, you know, at the end, it's probably around 2012 that I started the journey of saying, you know, something needs to shift in my life. And then it was in 2015 that I said, you know, enough is enough. I need to find a career that's more supportive of my body and more in alignment with who I am.
So you were working. Are you also a parent?
I am not, but I'm pregnant right now. I'm due in February with my first child.
Yay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And so you were working, you're probably in a relationship, you probably have all these different things that were, you're taxing your time, mostly your work commitments and so forth. What were your days like?
Days would be, I would be traveling 3 to 5 days per week.
Wow.
Primarily domestically, you know, to some of the larger cities. And I would be speaking, you know, throughout the day in large groups, on the phone all day, sometimes 12-hour days, depending on what was going on. But, you know, the travel on top of everything else can be really hard.
Yeah.
To eat well and to be able to exercise well and, you know, being in environments that are healthy, it's kind of tough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Those are great points and describes a lot of the corporate culture. And especially now when you don't know if your jobs are going away or not, you're working harder than ever, sometimes working the jobs of 2-3 people. So in this case, the adrenals really have to work harder than they have ever had to work before. We're beyond fight or flight now. This is just mm-hmm. constant flight. What do the adrenals do? How do they supply us with energy? And what happens when they don't?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, adrenal fatigue, which is really an area that I specialize working with my clients, is something that some people don't really consider even a thing. They don't see it as important. Sometimes you may come across a primary care doctor who may say, oh, that's, you know, not necessarily a thing. But in my experience and working with the clients that I do, adrenal fatigue really is a concern. And our adrenal glands, they're really small, but they do really impact our body. And it's all the parts of our bodies, you know, play big roles in our health. And I experienced adrenal fatigue, severe adrenal fatigue, many years ago when I was kind of living that really rushed life. And it started, I think, in small ways. You know, it started when you just kind of feel tired consistently. I like to say that fatigue is kind of the foreplay of illness.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't listen to that message of fatigue. then, you know, it can continue to move on to the inflammation stage, which can then move on to having more of a long-term, a more severe illness. But to answer your question, the adrenal glands, the small lumps of tissue that are located, you know, directly above your kidneys, if they become triggered, which the primary trigger is stress, then they start to produce, overproduce hormones. So they always produce some hormones, adrenaline, cortisol, and then they produce some hormones that regulate the production of sex hormones like estrogen and testosterone. But when they're triggered over a long period of time, they will overproduce those hormones. And then we start to have kind of this downward spiral, kind of a cascade, to use your word, where your hormones are off balance, and then it starts affecting so many other areas of your health and your life.
If you had too much testosterone and too much estrogen and all that, wouldn't you be in better shape or no? How does that work?
Right. I mean, every person's a little bit different. It depends on where your estrogen and your testosterone was before. And, of course, you know, age and gender and all that plays a role. But too much of any of the hormones can be bad. I mean, of course, we need these hormones, but too much can be an issue. I mean, we hear about estrogen-dominant conditions. Like one I'm familiar with is endometriosis. Those cause problems, and there's too much estrogen in some of our foods and potentially in supplements and in water. So you don't really want too much of any of those, unless, specifically with cortisol or adrenaline, unless you really need to survive, right? So if you're going through a really tough situation, if you truly need to physically run from a danger, then our bodies need that survival mechanism. We need that boost of adrenaline and cortisol. Mm-hmm. But as you mentioned in your intro, our current life and our modern world, our bodies constantly think we have to run from something. So we often are in that overproduction of adrenaline and cortisol, which is when, over time, our adrenal glands can become damaged from being so hyperactive, and it can become more of a long-term health issue.
So this is so interesting. My guest, Angela, has kind of been known as the fatigue warrior, and you state that over 80% of Americans will experience adrenal fatigue multiple times in our lives. And this could also have to do with, it could have to even do with a health crisis, loss of a family member. These things are... I call it looping stress because it's stuff that your brain cannot figure out and is not going to necessarily get resolved, like an aging parent and the stress of that. You know, it doesn't get there's no resolution. This is something that you have to learn to live with, cope with. And this does cause this kind of underlying unconscious form of stress that is not resolvable, right?
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think that the approach I would want anyone to take is, you know, let me be afraid or fearful that I'm going to have adrenal fatigue or, you know, have this kind of stress too much. It potentially will be something that in our modern world we will be dealing with all the time. However, there are things that you can do. And
right.
I do have a program called Fatigue Warrior. I'm known as the Reinvention Warrior because I really help people reinvent their life, and that often starts with health, and often it starts with getting your energy back, which sometimes comes from people having adrenal fatigue. But women are more prone to fatigue. I mean, we now know that, yet women often keep it a secret. Even if we sense something is wrong, you know, we just keep plugging along, and your female listeners probably know what I'm talking about.
Right.
And, you know, like you said in that statistic, we now know, 80% of Americans will experience adrenal fatigue at least once in their life. And I tell people, you know, if you know you have it or you sense you have it, there's no sense, you know, you don't want to beat yourself up for it. It's kind of your body responding and doing the best it can. But you want to listen to the message and just take action and take some steps. In your diet and in your lifestyle, and that can really help support you because you can heal without necessarily having to use expensive medications or extreme dieting. I truly believe that.
Right. And I didn't mean to paint such a dismal picture. I'm just calling out what is, because It is true for many of us. And for those of you who don't have stress, God bless you and help those that do. So here's the point is this type of stress is, there are solutions around it, but it has to come from the core level. You can layer on top of it stimulants, caffeine. I know that there's even a trend towards HGH for many women, the human growth hormone. That will just cause damage later on in life. If you are, you know, there's a lot of side effects when it comes to things that the body doesn't produce naturally by itself, and we have to assist the body in producing the right levels. So here's my question to you is, if you help people reinvent their lives in order to combat fatigue, where on earth do you start?
Yeah, that's a good question. And when I went through this myself, that was what I asked myself. You know, where do I start when I know so much needs to change, or I sensed that it did? And what I tell people is start with your diet, which I know is kind of a big animal, and sometimes people are like, oh, that's a big deal. But really starting with baby steps in your diet. So meaning, and it really depends on where the person is right now, but the first thing I would recommend to people is reducing the excess sugar and excess caffeine that is in the standard American diet. And that doesn't mean that, you know, you can't ever have coffee, but I do recommend some significant reduction, you know, in things like soda and in the artificial sweeteners and in the processed foods like donuts and candy and cake, that type of thing. So that's kind of the first step, is let's try to and crowd those out with some healthier foods, but at least reduce those.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a good place to start. What about over-scheduling and over-compensating for lack of time? Is that something that you address with people, or do you mostly start with the nutritional aspects?
I address it all. So I do often first start with nutritional aspect and the diet. So let's look at the foods that you're consuming that may be draining your energy, you know, really being harder on your system, affecting your digestion. And then let's add in foods that can really boost you. But also we want to look at the whole life, because, I mean, I'm a great case. When I experienced adrenal fatigue, I had already been into health. I was a yoga teacher, and I already knew, you know, how to eat well for my body. And I had a great, quote-unquote, great diet, and I even exercised well, but yet I still had a lifestyle that was so much stress. It almost didn't matter if I ate organic all the time because my lifestyle was very stressful. So, again, it kind of depends on where the person is at, but we'd start with nutrition, and then we talk about managing the overwhelm. And what I say to that, if people say, you know, my life is so packed with to-dos, I'm running from one thing to the other, how do I manage it? Is I often say, let's look at your values and your goals. What are your priorities? You know, what are the top three things right now in your life that you really value, that you really love and are really important to you, including maybe something you have to do, like your job that maybe doesn't light you up, but it's still very important. And then let's look at your calendar and your bank statement and say, you know, is this in alignment? You know, does everything that you spend your money on and spend your time on, is that connected to what you really value? Mm-hmm. And if there's a disconnect there, you know, what changes can be made and what can we do from that?
Yes, great point. So it seems like this is more of an individualized, it needs to be individualized because everybody's different. Could you tell us a little bit about, and you're so wonderful, and I know that Gina, our producer, has worked so closely with your organization. You have donated this course to our radio station for our fund drive today, which is phenomenal. This course is a huge value. It's like a $1,200 cost, and it is a $400 pledge to the station, but let's talk a little bit about what the course is. So I think you're, of course, approaching this in the best way possible because every body is different. And so we need to operate in different with our own individual body. How does it work?
Yeah, so my fatigue warrior program, I designed it because when I was going through my journey where I experienced adrenal fatigue, I knew I had it, You know, I tried almost everything. You know, I tried a natural approach. I tried the more conventional approaches. And I realized that this was something that wasn't talked about as much. Most of my peers had never heard of it. And there wasn't really a comprehensive solution, one that had some, you know, kind of the 101 basic steps someone could do to feel better, but then also had more of a, you know, holding your hand, a customized approach. So with my program, I've created, you know, videos and webinars and downloads that really can be applied to anybody and that say, hey, here's some general things that you'd want to avoid. Here are, you know, foods and exercise and techniques and some breathing techniques. I really combine all of my training in energy balancing and nutrition and yoga and my own personal experiences working with women. I'm doing this and put it all in there. Say, hey, this is something, if you apply all these tips and tricks and tools, you are going to feel better. However, I also have a component in this course that is a one-on-one coaching program. So you're not only going to get all that content, but you're on the phone with me going through kind of that specific piece that's related to your body, because we are bio-individuals. So not only will you get all of the material that I've created and put together over the past few months, but also you'll be able to be on the phone with me weekly, and then I provide email support for 3 months. So I kind of want to be able to work with somebody one-on-one, really hold their hand, help customize their own unique situation. But there are some things that really apply to almost anyone, which is why I was able to create the course that I have.
Phenomenal. That is amazing. So this is really one-on-one coaching. There are so many things in this program, and there's the you get access to the members-only area of Fatigue Warrior. And so this is all of the life-changing content that's in there, the videos, PDFs, webinars. You have so much there. But then there's 3 weeks of one-on-one coaching to answer your specific questions. So that's fantastic. And then 3 months after that of email coaching to help you just stay on track with what you've learned, and all sorts of recommendations here of what vitamins you need, what supplements, what probiotics, which vitamin D, all of this is incredible. This is the Fatigue Fighter Pack. And so if we could, it's called the Fatigue Fighter Recovery System. It helps you speak too. Here's the phone number to call here, 818-985-KPFK. Now I want to mention that we only have 6 of these to give away, which is a wonderful gift of Angela to be able to donate her time to the radio station. We ask for your funds of $400 in order to get the entire program, which is incredible. Again, this is a $1,200 value. It's a $400 donation to KPFK, so you're supporting public radio. And then half of those funds go to our sister station in Houston, Texas, to support the recovery efforts from Hurricane Harvey and all of the flooding, to connect the communities there, let them know what's available. They're very, very instrumental in that community. Public radio, that's its purpose, is to connect the community with what is needed. So if you are feeling the need to help the people that we have, our brothers and sisters in Houston and in all of Texas, please give us a call now, 818-985-KPFK. You can make a $200 donation to that if you would like to, or if you want to do a $400 donation, then you can pledge for this Fatigue Warrior package. And this is an amazing, if you're feeling low energy and if you would like to really give yourself a massive gift, and you can donate $400 to the station, then you will be a part of this program. There's only 6 of these where you can have one-on-one coaching with my guest, Angela Robertson, the Fatigue Warrior, and the Reinvention Warrior. She's really great in terms of being able to help you with everything that you're doing. Sorry, Angela Watson Robertson. I missed the middle name there.
It's a long name. Yeah. All right.
So give us a call, 818-985-KPFK. Wow. Do people get the supplements as well?
Yes.
So wow.
Thank you. What I wanted my clients to feel like is in one package, they can get, you know, the full whammy, as we'd say. So you get the coaching, you know, the one-on-one coaching via email and phone. You also get all of the content, which, you know, it's a home study course. You don't, there's no deadlines. You can do this on your own time. You can bring it up on your phone and listen to it when you're driving to work or running errands. And then, yes, you get a 30-day supply of the supplements that I recommend in the program as well. So you can get going on those and, you know, stay on them if they really start to work for you. They're the ones that I take every day myself.
That is amazing. So it seems like this is worth more than the $1,200 that it was that I said earlier.
Yeah, the $1,195 is kind of a promotional launch program fee, and it really probably will go up much higher. I'm doing kind of a promotion for my next 100 customers. So this is kind of a limited time price right there.
Wow. Well, to have this available to our audience for $400 donation to the station is huge. And so this is something that it's really like having your own personal health coach with all of the access to all of the videos and PDFs and webinars and everything that she has taught before on fatigue fighting. But 3 weeks of one-on-one coaching, 3 months of email coaching to keep you on track, a month's supply of the supplements, which are a complete supercharged multivitamin, mostly fills in the gaps of what most vitamins have out there. It has vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, all sorts of the things that help repair the damage that stress gives us every day. And then an amazing fish oil, which there's a great body of work and research around the connection between these fish oils and energy, increased energy and improved mood. There's a probiotic, which is essential because most of our immune system is located in our gut, so that really helps boost the immune system. And then vitamin D, which is also amazing for everything other function in the body. So here's the phone number to call, 818-985-KPFK. You will need a credit card for this so that you can donate the $400 to the station. Keep in mind that half of your donation today is going to our sister station in Houston, which we really, really, really appreciate. Our sister station there, KPFT, is helping with the recovery efforts from the Hurricane Harvey, all the flooding that's happening in Texas. So please give us your credit card number so that we can help them immediately. 818-985-KPFK, and the funds will be available that way. All right, so we only have 6 of these that we are able to give away. And if you are able to donate to KPFK today at the $400 level, then you can participate in this program, the Fatigue Fighter Recovery System. Again, it's a $400 donation to the station. We ask you to call us right now with your credit card number, and there are only 6. And I'm going to get a count in a minute from the phone room about how many we have left. I see the lines lighting up. So it's a win-win day today. It's an opportunity for you to receive this incredible coaching. And if you have this situation where you are beyond fatigued, you don't know what is the bottom line or the source of the low energy that you have, this is a game changer for you. And to speak with someone one-on-one about your specific health situation is amazing. And you're giving to the station, and you're also donating to our sister station in Houston. So please give us a call right now, 818-985-KPFK. And can we talk a little bit about, Angela, a little bit about the tribe that you also have that helps with reinvention? Do you have a group that people can identify with, that they feel that they're not alone, that other people get to share their stories as well?
Yes. So I connect all of my clients to my exclusive Reinvention Warrior Tribe. So I like to say that, you know, I'm teaching my clients how to be reinvention warriors, which can mean a lot of things to a lot of people. What it means to me is really somebody who says, you know, I'm going to do what it needs to take, or do what it's going to take, what it needs to happen to feel better. And that might even just be a shift in perspective, a shift in the way you think, or it might be doing something like this, saying, you know what, I am really exhausted. I haven't felt well in months, maybe it's years, and I am ready to do whatever it takes, even if it means taking supplements or it means changing up my lifestyle or modifying my work hours. So this tribe I've created on Facebook is really a place where people can talk and ask questions, share challenges and successes, and another way to stay in touch with me long term, because I'm pretty active in there as well.
Great. Very, very cool. So if this is, and also can you tell us a little bit about the supplements that people will be receiving? Give us kind of a rundown on what's going on here.
Yeah, so the supplements all come from USANA Health Sciences Incorporated, which is a company, it's a local company, local meaning domestic. So they are all manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah. I have been personally taking the supplements from USANA for several years. All of my friends and family take them, and I even toured the manufacturing facility about a year and a half ago in Salt Lake City. So I have really done some due diligence and probably tried and interviewed and done research on probably 10 different major high-quality supplement companies that are in the U.S. And in the end, I just really felt really good about USANA Health Sciences. So the four supplements from them that are included in this program that I think are kind of, they're kind of what I call the core four vitamins that I think would anyone would benefit from including these in their supplement regimen going forward daily, but they specifically will help anyone with low energy. So first, as you mentioned before, it's the multivitamin. It's called the Cell Essentials. It is more than just a multivitamin because it has a technology called Encelligence in it, which is a cell signaling technology. So basically, it has technology in it to help your cells start to repair themselves, which is great in our environment where we have, you know, free radicals from toxins and stress.
Great.
So that's a great multivitamin. Then the official supplement, the omega-3 supplement that is part of this program is called Biomega. And as you mentioned, there's a clear connection between increased energy and improved mood when you take fish oils and omega-3 supplements, because your brain needs omega fatty acids to function properly. So that one's really, really important. The third one is the probiotic supplement, which is the USANA probiotic. And I love this one because it actually comes in powder form. A lot of people don't love taking pills. So this is great because you can put the powder in your daily smoothie or you can put it in water, and it's going to really help. It helps with the bioavailability, and your gut will be able to absorb that probiotic better. And any time our digestive system is functioning better, we're going to have more energy and a better mood. You may have probably experienced before where you're kind of lethargic or maybe even in a bad mood, but then you eat well for a few days and you just can tell your digestion is better, your elimination's better, mm-hmm. and you just are able to see the world a little bit better. I mean,
yes.
It happens to me all the time.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And we don't have any idea how much waste we hold on to and the toxins that are stored in that waste and how much the body fights against that. I mean, it requires energy to withstand that level of toxicity in the body. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really good to get rid of.
Really, it's mm-hmm. really connected also to your mental and emotional health. You know, I often say, you know, if my gut is sluggish, my brain is sluggish.
Mm-hmm.
It affects, you know, me emotionally. And then the fourth supplement is the vitamin D supplement you mentioned. And, you know, over 50,000 of the chemical reactions in your body require the presence of adequate amounts of vitamin D in your blood. And most people are deficient. We now know that. And so it's just really important to be supplementing. I do recommend that people get some tests with their primary care doctor to test their vitamin D levels
mm-hmm.
because we don't want to have you have too much, but in general, you know, everybody, most people I meet need to supplement and have lower vitamin D than is optimal for them.
Got it. Well, this is obviously Angela Watson-Robinson has really done a great job of putting all of this together. This is, how long have you been working with people with fatigue?
Probably about a year and a half specifically.
Yeah. Yep. That's great.
It's focused on that.
Very important to do this. And I get it. I mean, there's so many people that I speak with that are exhausted all the time. Even though they're sleeping, they still have this chronic low energy, running on empty, feeling unable to make clear decisions, snappy, not feeling good, not patient with their children. Yeah, I mean, if that's you and if I've just described you, then this is a great, course for you to take, and it's a whole program. This is a really comprehensive program. It's a step-by-step holistic approach to fighting adrenal fatigue and chronic low energy. So there's information, which includes the membership that you have free access to of all of these life-changing videos, PDFs, webinars, anything that you need to know. Then you get on the phone weekly, a one-on-one coaching calls to answer your questions about fighting fatigue, your individual questions, because every body is different. And then 3 months of support and email coaching after that to keep everyone on track. It is then, in addition to that, you get a one-month supply of 4 different core supplements. So this is a beautiful program. It is usually a $6,000 value, and we are now giving this, I mean, as a gift to you for a $400 donation to the station. And if you just call right now, 818-985-KPFK, and you have to call, the $400 donation, if you tell the volunteer in the phone room, you would like to donate $400 to the Fatigue Fighter Recovery System. They will take your credit card number, and then 50% of your donation goes to our sister station today in Houston. And they are, of course, this is the beauty of public radio. When you're donating to this radio station, you keep public radio alive. We are community radio. We are the power of the people. Same with our sister station in Houston. They are helping with relief efforts in Houston, with connecting people with resources and, you know, communities that are hit hardest by this tragedy, telling them where to go, what's available. And it's full. It's full support right now. So please donate to the station. They don't have time to do fundraising right now. There's nobody that's going to be able to donate in that situation. They just need to get connected with their resources. So if you're feeling the need to help people and if you have friends or you're feeling that this community really needs your help and you can, please call us, 818-985-KPFK, 818-985-KPFK. If you just give us a call, it's a $400 donation to the station. All right, so let's keep the positivity going and keep the phone lines ringing. We've got at least 8 people calling us right now, 818-985-KPFK. And I would love it if you would be able to get a donation going for our radio station, for our sister station, but also this is really to help you. Think about you. If you're driving right now, you're exhausted, you have gotten plenty of sleep, but you don't feel like you have, that you're dealing with some unresolvable issues and it's taking a toll on your body, and you can't let that happen because we function best when we are healthy and able to be resourceful, and that requires energy in order to come up with ideas and solutions around solving, you know, any crisis. So keep the phone lines ringing here, 818-985-KPFK. This is the Fatigue Fighter Recovery System. And I will also let you know that Angela has straight up donated her time for this. 3 weekly one-on-one coaching calls. That's a lot of hours on the phone with speaking with people that, you know, there are only 6 of these packages available, by the way. And so I think right now we've got 3 left. So that gives us 20 minutes to get 3 more people to call. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. 3 more people that can donate $400 to KPFK and to our sister station in Houston, KPFT, and get the phone lines ringing, 818-985-KPFK. And it's really a benefit for you. It's a benefit for public radio here and in Houston. So if you are feeling that way, if you're feeling fatigued and tired, now is the time to give us a call. We really appreciate Angela's donation of her time. She has some very simple, natural solutions to help fight fatigue the natural way. You said you've been working with people, Angela, specifically on fatigue issues. How big of an epidemic do you see this in? Where are you? What location are you in? L.A.?
I'm in Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, Missouri. Wow, in the middle of the country. Mm-hmm. So
I am, yes.
So you see this as a big issue. Is it everywhere? Are people calling you from all over the country?
Yeah, in fact, I do have quite a few clients that are out in L.A., in Chicago, Dallas, New York, so some of the larger cities. I do tend to have a national practice, and some, you know, even Australia and the U.K. So I do think this is a big epidemic, and partly because of the issue with not being able to get a diagnosis. Sometimes people experience where, you know, they feel like they sense something is wrong, and they go to their primary care doctor and they run some routine lab tests, but their results may all be in range. And so, you know, you're kind of left with, well, what does this mean? So I think it's just something that's not talked about as much. It's starting to be talked about more. There are some functional medicine doctors and DOs that are really integrating adrenal fatigue into the language of their practice. But I do think it is an epidemic that's somewhat silent, especially among women.
How have you helped people? What are some of the stories of people that have recovered their energy?
Some of the, specifically the women who sometimes they're just recovering from childbirth and, you know, like, hey, I've, you know, I've been a few months since I gave birth, but I thought I would have my energy back now. So, you know, one client, she said, why am I still so exhausted? And so, you know, we had to look at a lot of different factors that are specific to a pregnancy and a woman who had just given birth, but also just really looking at her hormone levels. So, you know, working with her functional medicine doctor to get some lab tests done. Let's look at your hormones and where are you at. Let's look at your DHEA and your cortisol. Let's look at your vitamin D and really customize even her supplement regimen more than even what comes directly with the program. So starting really with working on the diet, which she actually had a pretty good diet when we started working together, but then integrating some of the supplementation in addition to working with her hormones. So at times with hormones, sometimes people need to supplement with bioidentical hormone cream, but that really is a very bio-individual, very specific to someone's situation. It's not always something I recommend, but this woman did need to add in some progesterone to her, just to her daily regimen. Mm-hmm. And then we talked about, you know, her lifestyle and setting some boundaries with, you know, when she was having time for herself versus caring for her child and, you know, all the other responsibilities she had in her family. And, you know, going back to work, she, you know, needed to go back to work. So that's realistic. I'm not going to say you need to quit your job, but how can we work with your schedule so that you have some of that downtime? Another thing is that she was jumping right into really high-intensity interval training very quickly to lose some of the baby weight. Mm. So we talked about what is some maybe more low-impact exercise that in tandem with her diet might help her reduce her, you know, lose some weight she wanted to lose, but not increase the cortisol. Because sometimes those really intense exercises, if done a lot, they can trigger your cortisol just as much as stress can. So that's kind of what helped her. And it was, you know, 3 or 4 months, and she really started to feel better. We got her vitamin D levels up. Her hormones started to balance, which sometimes is a lifelong, you know, journey for all of us. And then we started tackling her sleep. Sleep sometimes is the last thing to really, you know, kind of start to release if you have any insomnia. And, you know, once you start to change up the diet a little bit and work with adding some supplementation and change up the lifestyle routine a little bit, sleep usually eases. And she started to be able to sleep, not only sleep through the night, but feel rested when she woke up in the morning.
And also probably happier and able to, you know, not only heal faster, because that happens a lot during sleep, but also to have more of an optimistic outlook on life. Someone who sleeps more and really gets a restful sleep is able to look at the glass half full rather than half empty, to come up with solutions, to move things in a forward momentum, to not look so much at the negative devastation of the world, although it's there. It's a stressor to constantly focus on it. So it really needs to, sleep is really, really important for, I'm sure if you live with someone like that who's kind of a Debbie Downer, then you can understand where the fatigue comes into play with the negativity. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really connected. As you said, I think in the intro, it's really hard when you're really exhausted and you're not feeling well and maybe there's an imbalance in the body. It's really hard to, you know, be a positive person. It's hard to not have those negative thoughts bombard you. Mm-hmm. And that's very understandable. So sometimes we need other people to lean on when we're in that place. You know, we need the awareness to say, hey, I kind of can't get my head in a good place. Can some, you know, reach out for help. So that's where coaches like me can be really helpful.
Yeah.
To kind of lean on us, to kind of get you through that tough time. And then once, you know, like my client I was explaining, once you get into a place where you say, okay, you know, I feel like I know the foods that are working for me, mm-hmm. I've got my supplement regimen going on, I've got the exercise in a little bit more of a balanced place that works for me, then often what I will coach people to do is to look at their environment and the toxicity in their environment. So look at the water you're drinking. You know, is it clean water? Is it purified? Look at some of the personal care products you have. Let's talk about, you know, really educating the client on what toxic elements may be in some of their personal care products or their cleaning products, because those can be draining your energy as well.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
It's kind of a whole body and whole life approach.
Well, yeah. I mean, it keeps going too. I think that once you are on the other side of the fatigue and you realize how draining it has been, you don't really realize it when you're in the middle of it. And then when you get your energy back, you think, oh my goodness, that's a ton of energy that I didn't realize I didn't have. Do you recommend doing cleansing as well throughout your program? Detoxifying?
Cleansing. Yeah, detoxing and cleansing. My program is not necessarily a detox or a cleanse. And I in general, if someone has adrenal fatigue or they have all the symptoms, even if they haven't been diagnosed, I wouldn't recommend a quote-unquote detox or cleanse, mainly because your body is already pretty wiped out. And I usually want to recommend a detox or a cleanse to someone who, they don't have to be in perfect health, but if their body is going to kind of have their energy drained for a short period of time during that detox and cleanse. So I wouldn't want to do that in tandem with something like this. Mm. However, I do think detoxes and cleanses are great, you know, maybe once a year, depending on, again, the person's body and what works for them. But probably not when you're really feeling the adrenal fatigue. I mean, when clients come to me and they say, hey, I can barely sleep, I'm exhausted all the time, they're really just struggling in very different areas, I'm not going to want to throw a cleanse and say, hey, just go and do nothing but drink juice for 4 days.
Stress your body out, yeah.
Like I'm crazy.
At the end of it, they might feel better, but it's a rough journey.
Yeah.
All right, so let's give the phone number again here. My guest is Angela Watson-Robertson. This is the Fatigue Fighter Recovery System. If you give us a call right now at KPFK, there are only 3 of these packages left. Again, this is something that she's selling as a special right now on her Fatigue Fighter or FatigueWarrior.com website for $1,200. For KPFK listeners, it is a $400 donation to our radio station. And this is a huge, huge gift. It's not only do you get the access to all of the videos and PDFs and webinars around fighting fatigue, but you also get 3 weekly one-on-one coaching calls with Angela so you can discuss your own body's individual needs. And then 3 months of email support where you can ask questions via email. And then on top of that, you get 4 supplements. Now, the 4 supplements are designed for the fatigue fighting program. One is a multivitamin that has all sorts of great properties to it that help rebuild cells. There's a fish oil that is amazing for improving energy and mood. There's a probiotic powder, which is great for digestion. That's all part of our immune system. And then there's a vitamin D supplement. So it's all in this package. That's a huge, enormous offer here. And the phone number to call is 818-985-KPFK. Now, it is a $400 donation to the station. We ask that you give the volunteers in the phone room a credit card because 50% of your donation today is going to the relief efforts in Texas, in Houston, Texas, to our sister station there in Houston, Texas, helping people recover from Hurricane Harvey and all of the flooding. It's helping with getting communities connected, resources. That station right now doesn't have the time to raise money. We're raising it for them here as we're having this heat wave weather. At least we're not underwater. So we can pick up the phone, give a call here to the radio station, 818-985-KPFK. You're helping yourself, you're helping KPFK, and you're helping our sister station KPFT in Houston, Texas. So let's get a call happening right now, 818-985-KPFK. Those that can donate a $400 pledge to the station gets this huge package, and it really is about fighting your fatigue. It's about getting to a place where your natural birthright is to feel good. It's to have your energy, to be able to be happy, to be fun and goofy and playful and fun with your children or whatever, wherever your energy is needed in your life. So this is the way to do it. If you're feeling lost and overwhelmed and don't know where to start, then Angela has coached many, many people out of fatigue into a place of total beautiful health and lots of energy. So if you're wondering when you're going to have energy again or what you're going to do about it and you're reaching for that next cup of coffee, then please give us a call, 818-985-KPFK, 818-985-5735, and give us a call right now. We're asking for your donations and your funds, so we have three of these left, so this is limited. They will all go, but it will happen if you call, 818-985-KPFK. You might not even know how being so drained is affecting other people. It puts a big strain on relationships. I'm sure you have figured that out as well, Angela.
Yes. Yeah, it definitely starts to affect everyone in your life, affects your job. And like you said, sometimes you don't know till you look back. Wow, you know, look at all the life I was missing out on when I was so fatigued and exhausted.
Yeah, absolutely. And so how long does this program? So it's 3 weeks and then it's 3 months beyond that. And you've coached a lot of people to great levels of success, right?
Yeah, the 3 months, I really wanted a few months of interaction, even via email, one-on-one with the client, because I do think sometimes it takes a few months for someone to really feel like they're getting into the rhythm of a new lifestyle. But honestly, I would expect within a few weeks, if someone's really low energy and they make these changes I recommend, I mean, sometimes within the first week, you're going to say, wow, I feel better. Sometimes just something as simple as, you know, having less caffeine and drinking more water. Within a couple of days, clients say, I feel better. And it's something simple we all know, but having that coach holding you accountable can really help you make sure that change happens.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Right away, your listeners are going to experience feeling better, but I like to be able to kind of be there for those few months. So if you had to say how long is the program, I would say a few months, but as far as they will have access to that content, indefinitely, and they can take their time to go through it. It is a home study course at it's on their own time at home. They don't necessarily have to join at certain times or anything
like
that.
That's good to know. That's very good to know. Mm-hmm. So they can do this in their own time, but it would be better mm-hmm. to do it sooner than later.
Yes. The one-on-one coaching and the email, there will be limits on when that's available, but the content, you know, they don't necessarily have to dive into it right away. They can wait. I would say people that are most successful do dive into it right away, but there's no deadlines and they can take it in their own time.
This also really would help once you get your stress and your sleep under control. It helps enormously with weight loss. What is the link between metabolism and stress?
Metabolism and stress there's a lot of studies out there, and we now know that when your body is stressed, and often when that has happening, your hormones are out of balance, it's hard to regulate sleep. I mean, specifically, I know you asked about, not about sleep, but with sleep, it suppresses the melatonin and the growth hormone production. And so if your sleep is messed up, then it's going to be affecting your metabolism as well. And even, you know, your hunger and your appetite, mm-hmm. which is going to affect any kind of weight loss plan that you're in.
If you look to food to get some energy, if you look for food to get, you know, just to keep you awake even, it's probably because you have adrenal issues happening. And over 80% of us, at some point in our life, experience some type of adrenal fatigue. And you know it if it's happening. And it's amazing the difference of when you get your energy back. It is our birthright to feel great, to feel well-balanced, to feel rested, to feel like we can spring out of bed every day rather than tearing ourselves out of bed. So we've just got a few minutes left here. Let's get the phone lines ringing, 818-985-KPFK. We've just got 2 minutes left. And if you have the opportunity to give us a call right now, 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. It is a $400 donation to the station. All we need is three more people to donate to the station. Angela has graciously offered her time and support, and as well as her team and her entire program to us. This is a $1,200 program that she's currently giving a special for, a $1,200 special for on her website, fatiguewarrior.com, if you want to read more about it. But you can also give us a call here, and it's a $400 donation to the station, and you're helping out our sister station in Houston, Texas. So it is a win for you, a win for us, and a win for Texas. So please give us a call, 818-985-KPFK. Your donations are greatly appreciated. And also this offer, it's a very incredible offer. So give us a call, 818-985-KPFK. We rarely have offers with this big of a value for this low of a donation. So Angela and her team and our team have been working very closely to get this to happen, and we're very excited because, again, this is what Conscious Media is all about. It offers solutions that will help you have a life that has a higher quality of living, better relationships, better bodies, better health, better energy levels. And there's ways to do that throughout your life without just going after the stimulants, which are mostly marketed to us. So this is a better way to spend your money. 818-985-KPFK. And we definitely appreciate your time and your energy level and just being here with us on the station and being curious about how to live a better quality of life. So the solutions are out there. It's just a matter of directing you to the right people and those that you also resonate with. All right, one last time, give us a call, 818-985-KPFK, and we're really grateful for your information, I mean, for your just being here with me, 818-985-KPFK. All right, so give us a call, and I am Lisa Garr, and I want to say thank you again to Gina Salvati, executive producer of the show, Joyce Walker, producer of the show, the engineers here at the radio station, and to you for listening. Thank you so much. And again, you can always go to my website, which is theawareshow.com. We have more information of other shows that we broadcast on throughout the week. I really appreciate you joining me on any one of those shows and listening. All right, the number again, give us a call here at KPFK, 818-985-5735. We have three of these left. So that would be three people giving us a call, and it would be helpful if you did that right now. 818-985-KPFK. Support the station, support yourself, support Texas, support Houston. Our sister station there in Houston is in great need of your funds as well. We are raising money for them right now because they are not in the space of being able to do that. They are also listener-sponsored radio, and all of their efforts right now are going towards helping people connect them with resources to find support and help in the Houston area. So your calls are really appreciated, 818-985-KPFK, as well as helping us. Thank you so much, Angela. I really appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Lisa. It's been a privilege. I want to say briefly that if anybody is interested in learning about the Fatigue Warrior and how they can battle fatigue naturally, but they're not able to take us up on this offer, I do have a free download on my website that is my 5-step solution to fight adrenal fatigue naturally, which is kind of a good baby step document to kind of get started, and that's at AngelaWatsonRobertson.com.
Okay, great. All right, thank you so much. All right, that's it for me today. Thank you. This is Lisa Garr, and until next time, I invite you to stay aware.